You're listening to Look Who's Talking. I'm your co-host, Simone McAvoy, and we're here with the lovely Jessica Coffey. Jessica, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. How are you doing, Simone?
I'm doing pretty good, Jessica.
Good. What do you think about that eclipse that happened?
Oh, the eclipse was amazing. It was amazing. I'll say that it was fun to kind of look at it and experience a celestial event you don't see every day.
Yeah, I know. So, the eclipse was full in Paducah, which is where I'm from.
Okay.
So I was calling my parents and I was like, are y'all outside yet? Did it happen yet? But it was a big to do in Paducah. So they had of course everybody had glasses, but they had the shirts. They made just different eclipse specials in the restaurants for that day. So
okay. It
seemed like it was really exciting.
Yeah, I think that it's pretty exciting to see, and I've seen in a lot of places that were in direct line how dark it got.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was in Frankfurt at the time, and it got a bit darker, but it wasn't as dark as I'd expected.
We had all those rain clouds.
Oh, yeah, it was such
a mess. It never rained that day, I don't think.
Yeah, it was just cloudy for cloudiness' sake, I guess.
But today, I feel like we've gotten a tsunami. It's been raining all day.
Oh, it's been raining constantly. I know there's the old saying, you know, April showers bring May flowers, but I'm tired of the rain already.
Well, they bring allergies too, and I've been sneezing, so there's that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Jessica, you know, it might be time for a break, like perhaps a
coffee break.
So, Jessica, what's our coffee break for today?
So the coffee break today, what I want to tell everybody is, because of the rain showers we're having today, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain. So for me, that means no matter what obstacles you may face, with the rain, you're going to get wet. But that doesn't mean that you have to stop. That means just continue to go. No matter what you're doing, continue to go.
To find the joy during the storm.
Exactly.
I can understand that.
Because a lot of storms, with storms, with the rain, that produces growth. And I think it's important for everyone to know, in a storm, that could be your stepping stone to the next level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, our challenges bring forth that growth that we really need to move forward.
Exactly. So what I want to do is introduce our special guest for today. Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Leah Williams, and she is a Head Start parent. So can we get a round of applause for Leah? Well, I'll clap. Or we'll get some horns.
Of course.
I'm excited to have Leah come to the podcast. I've been knowing Leah for a little bit, at least since her child has been in our Head Start program. And I got excited about interviewing Leah because, one, I think she has a great story. And I got to learn more about Leah during a parent event that we had, and we did vision boards. So we want to talk a little bit about that. Leah, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, y'all.
Hey. So, I want to discuss you as a parent. How is it being a part of the Head Start program?
I love it. Honestly, it's probably the most community that I've felt since I had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You bump your head a lot when you learn how to parent, but I've also learned, over the past 3 years, nobody has a handbook.
Yeah.
And being here, people constantly reassure you. And then it's such a great opportunity to be a part of, just because you learn so much through other people.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody you can look to for advice when it comes to parenting.
Right. Exactly. I like that. I like the fact that you said a community. Because we all know it takes a village to raise a child.
Oh, yes.
It definitely takes a village. But we at Community Action and with Head Start love the community aspect, because you know, as a parent, you trust us to guide your child while you're away.
Oh, yes.
Working, going to school, whatever parents are doing, you all trust us with your children. And I can say for me, I don't have any children. However, I have over 1,800 children within the program. So, you know, I might not be a parent at home, but I definitely feel like I have that influence to the kids who are in our program. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, how long has your child been a part of the program?
I think, let's see, it's 2024. So he started attending here in August mm-hmm. of 2023.
And have you seen, like, talk about some of the differences in which you see within him by being a part of the program?
So my son, he's an only child. So he stayed home with me for pretty much like the first 2 years mm-hmm. of my life. So he wasn't really that social when it came to like other kids. Yeah. And he didn't really know how to interact with
them.
And
he's a COVID baby, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow. Already so intelligent before he enrolled, but mm-hmm. also I watched him grow in that aspect. And then just socially, he's become a butterfly. Yeah. He loves school. He loves hanging out with friends because mama does not want any more kids. So I love that he has a place to come and be around people his age.
Yeah, yeah. What about within his, like, education? What mm-hmm. have either you all have learned together about just what he learns in school? Does that spill over to home? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, he is early Head Start, so I don't know if they're like so far into the core of core learning, but uh-huh. he does really well with, I was shocked actually this morning, we've been working on counting and I don't know what the people do here to get him to sit down, but when we're at home, he will not sit and do like letters and numbers with me. So mm-hmm. we work on it spotty. But this morning we were in his room actually getting ready and I was like, hey, where are your shoes? Are they downstairs? He said, no, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pairs of shoes on that shelf over there. I said, oh, wow. Like, it surprised me every day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good because, you know, I hear all the time parents say, well, my kid doesn't do this at home or they don't eat this at home. And I'm like, no, they eat everything here or they do this. And, you know, I see that parents get surprised when children bring up certain things.
Oh, yes.
I had one kid and a couple of years ago, and she was like, do you know what photosynthesis mean? And I was like,
shocked.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I didn't know that, you know, the kids, some of the things that they know, it's amazing to a lot of people.
It is. It's shocking.
It's always a surprise.
When right, your 2-year-old right. comes up and says, Mom, that's a velociraptor. I was like, how can you even pronounce that? Like, you were just born.
Right. So what about, let's talk about some of the positive changes that have happened, whether in your son's life or in your life since you've been a part of the Head Start family.
So since I've been a part of the Head Start family, it actually gave me like motivation to go uh-huh. back to college. Mm-hmm. So it's great that I have a safe space to like have for my son when I need to work on schoolwork right. or do my internships or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like that's really great. That's a positive change for us. And that's really like the gist of things. I'm focused on college.
Yeah.
And just trying to create a better place than what I grew up in mm-hmm. for my son to grow up in.
Right, right. One thing that stood out to me when we had the vision board, I still talk about it today because that's been one of my favorite family engagement events. We didn't have a large turnout of parents, but you definitely came. We had another person. But I think what you did for staff is really like let us know, hey, our work is not in vain. What we do does work. But what really stood out is your vision board, because I still remember it. You put change and stability mm-hmm. on the board. That was your theme. And, you know, hearing you say, you know, you all are positive people, that made me want to, you know, changed some things in my life. And I think, whether you know it or not, that really reached a lot of our staff.
Oh, I'm happy for that. Honestly, like, when I put change and stability on my board, like, some people just say, like, words are words for some people, but that's something I'm, like, constantly living by. I had my son when I was 19. Buck wild. That's what I was. So, and I can't even say that it changed immediately. Some people are like, oh, I had a kid and it sat me down. No, I had a kid and I was 19 and I was still firm set on, I'm not going to let having a kid just because I do that. My life's not just going to stand still.
Yeah.
So although I always focused on being a parent, there was like just stuff I was into, like partying and stuff like that, that maybe should have calmed down a bit. So this year and then like the back half of last year, it was so important to me to like start honing in on my intelligence and also just create a safe space. That's not something I really grew up in with the parents that I was dealt. So that's where the change part comes in. Hey, it's time to buckle down. You don't want to look up and be 30 years old, nothing going. My kid would be, I'm 23. He would be 10 by that time. So like, why would I look up then and not be a positive example? So that was just something very important for me to put on my vision board, because I'm big into like that you call it a buzzword that's been in manifesting, like if you write it down, it's gonna come true, it's gonna come to fruition. Just keep saying it.
I like that. I like I mean, I just love your story. I love it because, and I probably don't even know the half.
Oh no, not even a quarter.
You know, but it is so encouraging to know that, you know, everybody's dealt cards and there are only two decisions you can make. You can either make like run with it and make your life better, or you can run with it and, you know, follow whatever that card is. And, you know, you have flip that. You like, you know what? I control this. Let me flip these cards. So
it's an easy thing to say. Honestly, it really is. But it took me a long time. Like I used to live in like self-pity for like a long, long time. And then I just had to like snap out of it one day. And honestly, you know, I was scrolling down my phone and this is like really what snapped me out of it and made me do a 360. I was scrolling and it's like, have you ever watched a video? I'm like, wow, this is a harsh reality. Are they talking to me? So the man on the video was like, your story is not significant. It's not unique. You don't get to just sit there and pity yourself and say, it's well, it's okay that my life turns out like this because this is how I was raised or these are the cards I was dealt. But it's like, your story is not unique. Everyone goes through a lot. It's up to you to make a change. And that quote you read on coffee break, that's actually throughout my high school, that was like the sticker that was outside of my shower.
Really?
It's still up in my dad's house my goodness. To this day. And I used to like read it every single day because it's really a motivator that no matter what's going on around you, like you have to push through.
Right. And so many times people see the storm and they think that it's bad, you know? I got to get an umbrella out. I can't get wet. But what if you lost the umbrella and what if you got wet? You know, what if the very thing that people think like, oh, a storm, like that's the very thing that helps the grass and the trees grow.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So
storms build character. Like, I don't think I'd be half the person I am today if I didn't have to like go through all the adversity that I did. So even though I wouldn't have liked some of the stuff that happened, I appreciate it because it's made me much stronger.
Right.
It builds resilience.
Absolutely.
So I think it's time for us to take a break. What we'll do is come back and talk to our Head Start parent, Miss Leah Williams, and we'll be right back.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Prep Academies have openings in their Early Head Start program for children aged 6 weeks to 3 years old. Spaces are filling up, so now is the time to apply for the upcoming school year. Every child who enrolls receives a full scholarship for the entire school year. To get connected and ensure your young child gets a head start on their education, call Community Action Council at 859-233-4600. You can also find Community Action Council online at comaction.org. That's comaction.org.
Welcome back to Look Who's Talking. We're here with our host, Jessica Coffey, as well as our special guest. So, how was the vision board project for you?
You want me to answer?
Yeah.
I love it. Honestly, I feel like more people should have participated. Mm-hmm. To be involved with the staff, I feel like that's very important. I don't know who wouldn't want to be personable with people that are around your child every day. And then also, it was just a great motivator. Like, a lot of us don't have that positivity in our life. We feed into negativity. So I feel like it was a really important event, and it was something that was definitely there. And the food was fire.
We did. We had a great little brunch that the site director here, Tracy, Norwood did for us. And you know what, I was just excited to get out of the office, because usually, like, I'm stuck in the office doing all kinds of stuff. But I intentionally was like, nope, I'm getting up, I'm leaving, I want to participate with this family event, so that's what I'm gonna do. And I just think it was just divine intervention that we were there. Everybody was opening up. It was just like the perfect environment for me.
The energy was like great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. So I wanna get into again with your vision board. Your theme was stability and change. That literally has stuck with me.
That's good.
Yeah.
It
literally has stuck with me. So in that, you mentioned that you were going to school. Tell us about that change in your life.
Oh yeah. So to get the, like, full gist of it, you'll have to understand square one before I had a kid. Mm-hmm. So I graduated high school when I was 17. I was, like, one of the youngest in my class. And, like, when I was a kid, my grandma used to, like, drill into me, like, you have to go to school. And, you know, like, when your parents over drill something, you're like,
you're going to do the opposite of that.
So when I graduated, I had enrolled in college. Uh-huh. So I ended up attending, and I think my problem is I stayed in my hometown. Mm-hmm. So everything and, like, my friends that weren't in school, it was just too accessible.
Yeah.
So I couldn't focus, left school, got pregnant, went back, had a son, adversity struck again, couldn't focus, left school. Mm-hmm. So this year I picked it back up.
Yeah.
And now that I've got, like, my footing, and I can't even say completely, but I've got my foot in parenting, it's been going great. And then my advisor at school, she's great. She's constantly just encouraging. So school's top tier right now.
Good. So what are your aspirations? What are you going to do with your degree? And what degree are you getting?
Okay, I'm getting my degree in LPN.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to do that just because it's, like, a cheaper route. So I'll be done with that by December of next year. And then whichever hospital I attend, I'm going to go through them to get my BSN. So I'm going to be RN, and that's what I'm going for.
Yeah. So do you have a natural, because when I think of a nurse, I think of someone who is caring for people. Is that, like, your personality?
Yeah. So I love people. Like, that's one thing, except for like mean people, I don't like them. Yep. But other people, I flock to people. I'm very social. I'm mm-hmm. a butterfly. And then also, like, I like to provide help to those that are like in need.
Yeah.
Even if it's like medically, socially, mm-hmm. I've always been like the fix it person.
Uh-huh.
It's been a downfall a lot, but mm-hmm. I'm going to die on that horse because I like to be the fix it person yeah. for other people. And I would also like to, with my nursing, go into pediatrics mm-hmm. and just mix okay. that together because yeah. I feel like kids sometimes are very underserviced and they're yeah. ignored. And uh-huh. then, a lot of parents also, like, with the financial struggles everybody's going through nowadays, they can't be there with their kid and they can't be present 24/7 for a sick child. So mm-hmm. that's my aspiration, to work with kids or also L&D with moms.
Got you. Did your past or how you grew up influence this direction and how?
Absolutely. Just because in my past, I feel like as a child that grew up how I did, people weren't always as attentive to me as mm-hmm. they should have been. And I grew up like just a frustrated, like angry person.
Yeah.
And I feel like if someone would have intervened and had that like maternal feeling towards me, or if I just felt like someone's child 24/7, as you should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if I can be there for anyone uh-huh. at any time for anything, I'm going to do that because I know how it feels to like feel just neglected or not viewed.
Right. Right. And did that influence like you becoming a parent? Like, not necessarily becoming a parent, but how you parent your child.
Absolutely. Like, I promised myself that I would never like put my kid through some of the stuff that I went through. Like, even in my grandmother raising me, and mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't see this because she likes to not happen. But she was like, I was the only girl in a 3-kid household. Mm-hmm. So it was my older brother, me, and my younger brother. And it always seemed that they were coddled. And then mm-hmm. I was the person that got like rod and staff, just mm-hmm. like always brought down on me. And then my mom, she was just never there, like in and yeah. out of jail, mm-hmm. on and off drugs. So I was like, I just will never be that person for my kid. And mm-hmm. when I birthed my son and like I held him for the first time, I was like, wow, I just can't imagine putting a child through anything like yeah. the way I was raised.
Got you. Wow, that's good that, you know, you took, as Beyonce would say, lemons and made lemonade, you know?
Absolutely.
On some of, I want to talk about the opportunities you would like to see through the Head Start program. You know, we try to do an array of events or kind of education for our parents, whether that's how to cook or possibly financial things. What are some of the things that you would like to see us do?
In the financial aspect, I think it would be a beautiful idea to bring in a financial coach. I know mm-hmm. as a parent, it is really hard to like, it's really hard to allocate funds uh-huh. and stuff like that. And then also, when I spoke to you all and then just like any of the higher up staff, it's very motivating to see people that look like me.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that I've met have been people of color, mm-hmm. regardless, speak about their higher education.
Uh-huh.
And it's very motivating to see where you are in life. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that would be a great event to host for parents, speaking on higher education and motivating them to get credentials, whether it's technical credentials, degrees, uh-huh. certifications. I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah. I didn't think about that because, you know, I do believe everyone has a story and a journey that they've traveled. You know, no one knows, but I went to community college first because I wasn't ready to leave home because mm-hmm. I knew if I left, ooh, honey, because I was about to be in these streets.
Okay.
However, I went to community college first, and I hear so many people like, kind of down in community college, like, that's not a university. But guess what? You know, going all for even a university isn't always for everyone.
No, it's not.
You know, the technical field is important and, you know, they make money, it depending is. On what you do. So
they say everybody's out here trying to be rappers and we need right. more plumbers.
Right. That's exactly. Exactly. but you know what? I want to get into what do you see or what, how would you encourage, whether it's a woman or a man or just someone or parents that have kids in the Head Start program, whether early Head Start or Head Start, what kind of encouragement would you give?
I would just say, like, stay constantly involved in your kids' development. Don't be too hard on your child, because, I mean, that's something like I have to work on, because they make mistakes. They're like little bitty people, and we watch them grow so fast, and they become so communicative that we think that they know what's going on all the time, that's not it. And then also to all the parents, don't lose yourself in being a parent. Because I know a lot of people become parents and then they don't have any goals and aspirations for themselves anymore. But I'd say also focus on yourself, because focusing on yourself in turn will create a better lifestyle for you and your children. And also, like Jessica said, don't take shame in going to community college. Like, they literally pay me to go to school. So if y'all want higher education, go and get
they it. They are paying her to go. Listen, this has been a great show. What I want to say is the word of the day is change. I think that's a fitting and a great word of the day. We want to thank Miss Leah Williams.
Thank you for having
one of our Head Start parents who has, whether she knows it or not, made a difference in my life. Because I, from our situations, communicating with you, have seen a brighter way of being able to get parents involved in communicating. So I thank you for coming to the show. And this is Look Who's Talking.